You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Yeah, hi, this is Dave Frisch, Staten Island, New York. The decision on guns by the Supreme Court illustrates the difference between judges deciding what's a good idea for the country and judges telling the truth. These judges could have agreed with everyone who believes guns should not be allowed, but they told the truth about the Constitution.
The Supreme Court has made it clear, or has it? Yesterday's 5-4 ruling was the first ever to directly address the Second Amendment's ambiguous text. For those of you who are constitutional scholars, a well-regulated militia, says the Second Amendment, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What do you think about that? Weigh in like that caller did, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. The decision left open the possibility that states may have some less restrictive laws that they could be permissible without violating the Constitution. Joining us is Sanford Levinson, professor of law and government at the University of Texas, Austin. He's the author of Our Undemocratic Constitution, Where the Constitution Goes Wrong and How We the People Can Correct It. Sanford, the court seems to say that there is an individual right to own guns. It's explicitly said that in this 5-4 decision. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, there are plenty of people who are saying that in communities around the country, this is, something of a wake-up call to law enforcement, that actually their ability to restrict guns on the street is less than they would like. But there are also a lot of legal scholars who are saying that this decision is nuanced and maybe is not going to have much of an effect. Where do you fall?
Much more with the latter. What the case really is about, ultimately, is the right of peaceful, law-abiding people to have guns in their homes. So with regard to guns on the streets, I mean, one of the realities of the decision is that there's a lot of typical Scalia bluster, but at the end of the day, it's a really quite minimalist decision, focusing on the home and going out of its way to say that most federal gun regulations are perfectly all right. And so,
let's just remind people, Scalia bluster is not an aftershave. It's actually an indication that Justice Scalia, Antonin Scalia, was the one who wrote the majority opinion.
Exactly.
What's really interesting here is that while he comes down very hard, apparently in favor of the Second Amendment, it is kind of narrow in this view about in-the-home self-defense. That's new, isn't it?
It's new in the sense that the court really hasn't spoken at all about the Second Amendment since 1939, and the 1939 decision was a kind of five-page toss-off about the right of a criminal or the non-right of a criminal to have a sawed-off shotgun. So you can say that yesterday's decision is new, but I don't think that most people really were surprised by the result.
What do you make of the communities around the country who are taking political advantage of this, or at least the opportunity to talk about lawlessness in the streets? And I noticed that you've written on the Huffington Post this morning that if the court had gone the other way, it would have been, in essence, a campaign contribution to John McCain. Explain.
Well, I think that there's no doubt that the gun issue is one of the explanations for the rise of so-called Reagan Democrats, working class, largely white, largely rural, largely men, who really do like guns for a variety of reasons, including hunting, and I think properly believe that the Democratic Party for the last 20 years just hasn't been at all respectful of that point of view. And the Republican Party wrote out a huge welcome mat. And I think that if a decision by what would have been termed the liberals on the Supreme Court, saying that, in essence, the state can take away your gun, I think that would have been a godsend for the McCain campaign and would have been an embarrassment for Senator Obama. Now, I think not surprisingly, Senator Obama has said that he basically supports the decision yesterday. And McCain, I think, will try to make some use of it by saying, well, it's only one vote. Only one vote stands between you and your gun. But I think it will be a much, much milder sort of campaign.
Well, it's interesting, Sanford Levinson. Thank you very much for joining us. It appears that the nuance of the case does make it less of a political opportunity than might have met the eye yesterday. Sanford Levinson, professor of law and government at the University of Texas at Austin. Now, headlines and more on the situation in Zimbabwe from Femi Okeh.
Hello there, John. 22 minutes to the hour.